It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, July 30th. I'm Patricia Naft. The man suspected of assaulting two officers and escaping has been arrested. This is Sergeant Scott Mills with the Ouray Police Department.
An officer with the Ouray Police Department and a deputy from the Ouray County Sheriff's Office responded to a disturbance here in Ouray in the city. During that call, they learned that one of the people there had an active warrant out of Louisiana. His name was Morgan Walker. When the officers attempted to arrest the subject, a fight broke out, and the subject escaped on foot.
Both officers were hurt. One suffered severe bodily injury. Neither have returned to full duty. The Olathe Police Department worked with the sheriff, the Montrose Police, and the Montrose Sheriff, as well as the U.S. Marshals, to try to find Walker.
We had reports that he may have been seen in the San Miguel County, in Placerville and Telluride. We got word that he was possibly in New Mexico. And then the entire thing kind of came to a conclusion when Mr. Walker turned himself into authorities at the Montrose Criminal Justice Center.
Walker is currently in custody in Montrose County. A San Francisco-based startup is expanding in Colorado. The state offered the business $17.5 million over the next 8 years to attract them. Governor John Hickenlooper says the innovative company will help create jobs and boost the state's startup sector. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Zen Payroll develops cloud-based payroll technology for small businesses. Hickenlooper says paying employees and figuring out a system that works can be a hurdle for many new companies.
I mean, it's a hassle. There's so many nits and gnats to worry about. And these guys have a cloud-based solution that takes that off the plate.
Hickenlooper says the Google-backed business picked Colorado and Denver because of the talented workforce and the higher percentage of millennials living here. He says the state felt the economic incentive was justified because the business would help other companies. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
This weekend is the 7th annual West Elk Wine Trail event. It showcases producers in the valley and features tastings and winemaker dinners. The 3-day event starts on Friday. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Brent Hellickson, the owner of Stone Cottage Cellars, to learn more about winemaking in the North Fork Valley.
The North Fork Valley and this area is part of a viticultural area. What exactly is that?
An American viticultural area is modeled after the European or the French, essentially, areas of where they will designate a specific area that has unique climate, soils, and even history and geography that will produce a wine or a grape, which then will produce a wine that has unique characteristics and that is identifiable to a customer. The United States has the same sort of thing. We have 200 and some, I think, American viticultural areas that, again, are delineated by the geography, the soil types, the climate, the weather, the history of the area. There are two of those in Colorado. One is the Grand Valley AVA down in Palisade, and the other one is here in the West Elks, the West Elks AVA. And that was created in, roughly 2001, I believe, by Barb Heck did all the legwork to put that together and submit it to what was then the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to obtain the designation. And what makes this AVA unique is that I'm pretty sure it's the highest elevation AVA in the United States, and probably one of the highest of similar things in the world.
So what are some of the signature wines that come out of the North Fork Valley?
There are actually several. Many of us are still experimenting to try to understand which grapes will grow best here. Pinot Noir, so far, only really grows well in Colorado in the North Fork Valley. It had been planted in Palisade, and as a general rule, they weren't satisfied with the wine that was made from that. It was just too hot for it. Pinot likes a cool climate. And so here we get a nice balance of hot and cold. And when we get a crop, the grapes are usually really, really very nice. Gewürztraminer does very well here. Over at Leroux Creek, he's growing French hybrids, Chambersin and Cayuga. And he makes very nice wines out of those. Those are an unusual grape variety for Colorado and for this area. Chardonnay does quite well here as well. We have more difficulty growing red varieties than we do growing white varieties. There are fewer red varieties that are happy in cooler climates than there are white varieties that are happy in cooler climates. But any of the grapes that are grown here and any of the wine that is made out of the grapes here, regardless of the varietal, will have very unique character that is very reminiscent of where it was grown. It actually expresses terroir up here quite well.
What does that mean?
Terroir is a French term that is ill-defined in English, but it means the influence of the land, the variety, the vigneron, the person who's taking care of the grapes, the winemaker, all of the things that give a specific wine a sense of where it came from. So when you taste it, you can tell, oh, that was grown on this slope of such and such, as opposed to a commercial or industrial type of wine where the goal there is to simply make it taste the same every time so that the customer is not surprised when they buy a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. It should always taste like a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Where if you get wine from a small producer or wine from someone who is trying to capture the terroir of the land, it will vary from vintage to vintage and it will not necessarily be the same. And if you get a wine made from grapes in one location and another wine made from grapes in a location even a mile apart, they will quite likely taste differently. And that's trying to capture that essence of place.
That was Brent Hellickson of Stone Cottage Cellars speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. His winery and others in the valley are participating in the 7th annual West Elk Wine Trail event starting this Friday. The town of Nucla will be receiving recognition for its park improvement project from the state. The Starburst Award is given by the Colorado Lottery for projects that utilized grant funds. The park has new jungle gyms, new tennis and basketball courts, pickleball courts, exercise equipment, and a kid-friendly fountain called a splash pad. The renovation took nearly 5 years, including the grant cycle, and officially opened this month. Town Clerk Tracy Smith worked on it through the whole process.
Yeah, it's been a great thing, and people are really, really enjoying it. In fact, we have a lot of people from surrounding communities coming to enjoy our park now. Nucla's a small town, and it's sometimes not on the map, so we think this is really a great opportunity to kind of get the word out and get us on the map.
The new water park in Montrose also received the award. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.